Kinsey and Grayson's wedding day was one of those wedding days that just went perfectly. Everything lined up exactly the way it should. The timeline was to a T. I just can't say enough amazing things about how this wedding day went. It started off kind of rainy. When I got there, I took some pictures of the chapel, but it wasn't until later when I was shooting her dress shot on the chapel doors that the sun emerged, and I just had to take a few more pictures of the chapel to give the two different vibes from her wedding day. Because the weather changed throughout the day, we got a sky at the end that was just stunning. I loved it so much. But we'll talk about their sunset photos later on in this recording. After all the venue shots, I took pictures of her details. Their rings were just extraordinary. Grayson had grooves and diamonds on his. Kinsey had a beautiful round cut with diamonds around it. Her wedding band also had diamonds all over it. Oh, I can't even. They were just wonderful. I could go on and on about the details. However, at this point, Alex and I split for the morning. He went to hang out with Grayson and his groomsmen, and then I stayed and hung out with Kinsey and her bridesmaids. The phenomenal part about this wedding day is that the pictures truly have so much joy in them. There were so many images that contained smiling faces, which just makes my heart incredibly happy. Everyone had the greatest time. It was truly a celebration of these two families coming together. First, we decided to take pictures of the groomsmen. I took them out and we went up to the top of a hill. If you've never been to Stonegate, essentially there's a parking lot and a hidden walkway that kind of goes down to the chapel. At the top of that walkway, there's a circular stone pattern with a little bench by it. That's where we did all the groom and groomsmen pictures. Grayson had his guitar brought up, and we took some portraits of him and his guitar while he sat on that bench. He told me he practices like over 2 hours a day. Grayson, you should be a music major. You would rock it. I couldn't even do that when I was a music major. I tried, but you have me beat on that one. Once we photographed Grayson and all his groomsmen, I went back to Kinsey. She got in her dress, got buttoned up in the back. Kinsey, I remember looking at the back of your gown and thought, oh my goodness, those bustle points are so hidden because of the incredibly beautiful lace. It was gonna be so hard to find them later. We even had somebody take a picture of the back of the gown. I can't remember who took it, but it was to help when the time came. Essentially, when that time came later on in the day, I'll fill everyone in a little later on the solution to this, what we had to come up with. But anyway, we got Kinsey ready and she was gonna do a first look with her dad. We had her dad out by the chapel and then we got Kinsey. Her mom came to watch too. They had a big hug at the end and it was one of my favorite family photos of Kinsey and her parents from her big day. There was just so much love radiating off that image and it was so special. After her first look with her dad, we took Kinsey and her bridesmaids up to the spot we did Grayson and his groomsmen's photos. We took a few pictures of Kinsey on the bench, just like we did with Grayson. It just felt like a special spot because they both got to sit in it before their ceremony. Especially since they're not seeing each other before their ceremony, these are just photos that they could look back on and reminisce about. Her bridesmaids were dressed in flowy light pink gowns, and the flowers were a mixture of white, ivory, and pink. It was my absolute favorite color combination. I may love pink a little too much, but Kinsey, I strongly approve of your color choice. I just loved it. Once we finished those pictures with her bridesmaids, we took a ton of portraits of Kinsey because, oh my gosh, like I said, her dress and especially that train was just breathtaking. I looked down at the time and it was a wedding day miracle, you guys. If you have extra time that happens on your wedding day, it's like the heavens are aligning. We went back down to the chapel, took some fun photos on the tree swing, then moved to the chapel doors. And even after all these pictures, we still had built-in time. It was amazing. This gave Kinsey some time to relax back in the bridal suite with her friends and family before the ceremony started. As time got closer, everybody lined up and the processional began. As Kinsey walked into the chapel, I looked up at Grayson. He had turned his back so that he wouldn't see her when those doors initially opened, but then he turned around and you could see his eyes glisten. but they radiated with so much joy and happiness. It's not something I get to capture very often in a photograph. I know these two care deeply for each other, and it was future exemplified by their vows. They both wrote each other vows, and Kinsey, I tell you what, you took my breath away a little bit. It was very powerful. They exchanged rings, kissed, and they were husband and wife. I love this moment because there is an explosion of excited energy in the room. Everyone was so happy. Kinsey even made me laugh once she got down the aisle because she'd completely forgotten her bouquet for the whole ceremony. I honestly didn't even realize until the very end, but it will be a memory you two have about your wedding day. They went back to the bridal suite to sign their marriage license. I kind of joked that the signing of the marriage license was done in this beautiful light. I don't even know how we got lucky like that, but it was awesome. We headed back to do family portraits, where we did the bridesmaids and groomsmen photos. We snuck in a big group wedding party photo, and then we started portraits of Kinsey and Grayson. At this point, we had about 10-ish minutes until the entrance to the reception. This meant we were going to marathon portraits down by the chapel. Heather and Kaylee, they are staff members at Stonegate, rushed down with the golf cart. If you guys remember me talking about Kinsey's train and the bustle points potentially being tricky, Heather and Kaylee must have had experience with this specific situation because they were prepared. They had a bunch of safety pins, quickly pinned it up, and made sure Kinsey and Grayson got to their reception on time. And they did. They entered their reception almost down to the exact minute that they planned. They walked through those doors, headed straight to the dance floor to share their first dance. This was the first time Kinsey had seen the reception hall decorated, and I think Grayson too. I'm not sure if Grayson snuck up there. But I captured this photo of them looking at their sweetheart table together for the first time, just trying to take it all in. Their dance ended and they headed towards their table. Kinsey and Grayson thanked all their guests and everyone for being there and helping to make their big day a reality. Their pastor said a prayer and it was time for dinner. Since Kinsey and Grayson finished eating first, they got up, said hi to all their guests. I snuck in as many photos of their guests at their tables as I could, and then cake cutting happened as guests wrapped up eating so they would have their maid of honor and best man speeches while everybody ate cake. I won't lie, I eventually snuck a piece of their cake and it was delicious. I wish I could have eaten more of it. I have to give props to Sugarleaf because they may make the most beautiful and yummiest cakes ever. Following speeches, Kinsey danced with her dad and Grayson danced with his mom. Something that I absolutely love they did was the anniversary dance. This happens a lot at weddings. You invite all these couples onto the dance floor to find out who has been married the longest. Typically, people are dismissed based on how many years they have been married. What Kinsey and Grayson did was they added people onto the dance floor slowly rather than sending people off the dance floor. It was so cool the way they did it because you could cheer people on as they joined the dance floor based on how many years they had been married. I think that should be a new trend. It worked really well. The party truly started after the anniversary dance, and eventually they snuck in a shoe game to break things up, and then dancing started again. We snuck them out to do some sunset portraits, and like I said at the beginning, the sky was gorgeous. They had these puffy clouds mixed with purple and blue. Beautiful. Oh my goodness. I couldn't ask for a better way to end the day. One of my ultimate favorite shots, like not just from this wedding, across the board, came from this sunset. I told Grayson to lift up Kinsey. Normally when I say lift up, I mean the groom will lift up from below the butt and the bride will kick her feet back. It's super cute. But Grayson lifted her up with both arms, you know, like wedding style where the groom carries the bride through the door at the end of the day. Even though he had misheard me, it ended up being the best picture. I want to do this picture all the time. I think for this particular moment, it was elevated by the time of day, the sky, the framing. Ugh, just perfect. Her dress was flowing to the ground. Grayson was smiling at her. It was just beautiful. As we headed back inside the reception, some guests were trying to sneak away, and Kinsey goes, "Oh, you can't leave yet. We still have the sparkler exit." And she got some guests to come back inside. Good job, Kinsey. I was impressed. The sparkler exit turned out so good too. It must have been the exact perfect lighting scenario. It's one of my favorite sparkler exits I've done at Stonegate. When the sparkler exit ended, it was time to go. But this wedding day was just perfect. I wish I could do it all over again. Kinsey and Grayson, congratulations. I can't wait to see all of your adventures as you begin this journey as husband and wife. Thank you for giving Alex and I the opportunity to capture these memories. We wish you both the best.